Blog Talk Radio.
It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? Was with the Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before, and for those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Andy. How are you doing this evening?
Doing good. Everything's great. Loving life. And ladies and gentlemen, we are living vicariously through you, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, like clockwork. We are on here, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, that is. And we want to say thank you because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers. The show just gets better and better and better each week, and tonight will be no different. Today is Wednesday, July 20th, 2011. It's about to go down like bad stock. Y'all know it's hot in the D-towns.
Smoking.
Everybody is super soaking outside. This is just some crazy heat. Who's ever in control, Lord, just please let it rain. You know, make it rain for real. Let us just get some understanding what's going on, because this heat is just driving people crazy. Folks melting on the freeway. This just don't make no sense. I don't get it.
I mean, but we already back, already wet by the time we get inside the job.
You know, have that big old kid play sweat stain in the middle of your back like on House Party. Coming to work all nasty. But it's all to the good, folks. Get your shine on with the sweat. It ain't nothing but a party. Our last topic. Last week, we hit them with a real one.
Oh, yes.
Minding your business.
Mind your business.
Understand, there's some nosy people out there. Everybody ain't really wrapped too tight. They think they understand what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. Some of them are trying to be helpful. Some of them are just trying to be all up in there because they think they know it better than you.
Right.
But as Ms. Oatmeal would say, stay in your lane. Keep driving where you are and just mind your business. What a topic. If you missed it last week, folks, tune in, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? Go ahead and click on the previous link called Minding Your Business and get some understanding. It was off the chain. They were in the chat room getting loose, and I know tonight they're going to be in the chat room as well. Go ahead and tell your friends, hit your folks on Facebook, on Twitter, everybody that's in your cell phone, text them and let them know what's going down. Call into this number, 646-727-3279. Just go ahead and program it in your phone, folks. Because what we're going to do, you know, Miss Oatmeal and I have been here riding it hard all year long.
Yeah.
With the funk. Not missing a beat, not missing a week. So understand this, folks. We just want to send our appreciation and say thank you for tuning in. There's going to be some great prizes and great giveaways that we're going to be doing today. We'll see how it goes. Maybe from here on out, depending on how these sponsorships work out in the future. But just understand, it's all a part of giving back to you. That's the Realness 101 Entertainment, people.
That's That's right.
We're doing it big. That's the record label. That's the brand. We are moving. Follow us. Facebook.com/ How Was Your Weekend page. Twitter.com/ HWY Weekend. And also see Miss Oatmeal at realness101.com. So it's going down, folks. Get it ready, get it ready, get it ready, ready. The 80-20 rule is tonight's topic, and oh my goodness, I've been waiting for this. It's a little give and take, your output versus your input. What's in it for me? Now, we know you listen online to Blog Talk Radio, but a lot of people, Miss Oatmeal, try to listen to their own station.
Mm-hmm.
WIFM. If you don't know, it's what's in it for me.
Okay.
Everybody wants to know, what do I get out of whatever I'm doing?
Right.
If I'm going to take a job, how much y'all going to pay me?
Mm-hmm.
What my hours going to be?
Right.
How many off days I get?
Exactly.
When my vacation time starts?
When my sick days start.
Okay. And can I get a covered parking space up front?
Mm-hmm.
That's not handicapped. You know, they do that. In their relationships, well, I want you to buy me this and treat me this way and take care of my kids and love me for me. You know what? I'll think about giving you some. Mm-hmm. Give and take. How much you willing to put in as opposed to how much you expect to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you got some people who watch this now. They may even go to their house of worship. I want pastor to tell me everything that's going on about me, lay hands on me, make me feel good, give me the best word he can. Oh, but when it's time to give that offering, you're going to raise your church finger, tip on out the door, or maybe drop a hot five in the offering pan.
Right. I don't tithe. I don't know where my money's going.
Well, I don't want to give all that. 80-20, folks. What you going to do about it? Input versus output. Y'all need to understand what's really going on about this. Because we're going to come with y'all with the real. We want to know who knows the real. Do you really understand the 80-20 rule? Or do you need to sit back and learn a little bit more tonight? Either way, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we welcome your voice. That's what it's here for. That's what the show is all about. The 80-20 rule tonight, Ms. Oatmeal, talk to the people about what the 80-20 rule really is from the Realness 101 perspective.
Well, I'm going to bring it from two different perspectives.
Well, come on with it.
A lot of us watch the movie Why Did I Get Married? Part two.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about an 80-20 rule in this movie.
Why?
And they brought that up because they were talking about Jill Scott's character,
mm-hmm,
and her ex-husband.
Okay.
He was her husband in the first movie. Then, you know, towards the end,
they
broke up.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Her and Mike. Mike and Sheila. So.
Oh, Sheila.
Sheila, he came to realize, you know, after he cheated on her and went on with the mistress and made her the number one, second place women that come in first.
Right.
But in this situation, she turned out to be a 20.
Mm.
Okay. And
shut
Jill,
your mouth,
yes,
as my mama would say.
Yes. And Jill was the 80.
Okay.
In that scenario, he kind of, he didn't miss what he had until it was gone.
Mm.
He didn't realize that he had the jackpot.
Wow.
At home.
Wow.
Maybe he was going off of physical.
Okay.
And maybe he got kind of tired and wanted some new flavor in his life.
Mm-hmm. His Kool-Aid wasn't
sweet
no more.
Exactly.
Okay.
To him.
And he understood what flavor she was.
Mm-hmm. After the fact, after he lost her.
Right.
And somebody else came and picked that 80 up.
Okay.
And the 20, she didn't put in as much as the 80 did.
No. And she was a bit of 20.
Right. She was the 20 as far as what she was putting into the relationship with Mike. Now,
right,
this is the mistress.
Okay.
And obviously he was putting in more,
mm-hmm,
than what he was actually getting out of the situation.
Mike was,
you know, he got looks. He got the dime piece. He had the trophy piece on the side on his arm.
Mm. Okay.
So he basically messed up in that case.
Going for surface and not substance.
Right, going for surface and not substance. Then he went for something new, and he got caught up, and in the end, he had the short end of the stick.
Mike. Everybody want to be like Mike.
Mm-hmm. But it's still an example of the 80-20 rule.
Okay. Well, help me to understand, folks. They call it the 80-20 rule. Why not 50-50? If it's supposed to be give and take, I give just as much as you're going to give me.
Okay.
What's going on with that, folks? I need to hear from you. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. 80-20. 50-50. 30-70. 5-95. What y'all talking about tonight? Sometimes people just expect more than they're willing to give.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a lazy mentality. Maybe it's just the fact that they've never seen more, so they don't know how to give more.
Or maybe they're so used to receiving that they don't know how to give appropriately.
That could be it. That could be it. I think she has a strong point. You may have to go through the phone lines on that, Doc. Let the people know what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, we have people chiming in from all over the country that just want to chime in and talk about real topics tonight. We're going to let your voice be heard in just a moment. And then let the phone line go. You want to do it now? What the switchboard man says, let's go ahead and do it now.
Yeah.
We have someone calling out that boot. That's chiming in. Area code is 318. Your last number is ending in 3068. Talk to us. Who's on the line with us tonight?
It's Sidaria. What's going on, Andy? Oatmeal, what's happening?
What's going on, Peanut?
What's happening?
Well,
that's funny.
I've been listening, and I've been reviewing the notes on the Facebook page. I was studying,
okay,
getting ready for this evening. As I prepared the message for this evening, I began to think, what happened to the 100 to the 100? This 80-20 is just really boggling me because I think that's who we kind of messed up. There shouldn't be an 80-20. We need to knuckle up and give 100 and expect 100 in return. That's how I feel. I mean, because what you give is what you're going to get in return. You're a fool to go into something giving less and then expecting to get more. That's not right. And if that person is willing to do that with you, then that person is probably like a victim or a victim of a circumstance previously, and basically you're taking advantage of that individual. See, what I've learned in life is that we meet certain people and they tend to kind of do things that we want them to do all the time. They have a need that needs to be met. But in actuality, I am aware of that need, whether I want to recognize it or not. And so I am taking advantage of that person because I know they're needy for me. So I'm going to be there as long as they give me what I want. We need to put an end to that. We need to deal with our neediness and get it to an end so we can be the full 100% man and woman we were designed and purposed to be. So this way we can go out and meet another 100. Because I don't know why somebody in marriage said, oh, that's my better half. No, that's not your half. That's your whole. I don't want a half of a person. We two wholes to come together to make one whole. You know, so we need to get that clear and just knock off the nonsense and just give that 100. That's
right.
It. That's the bottom line. And I'm done with
it's
that.
The bottom line.
Yes.
Bottom line, but why do we lack in those relationships? Be it friendship, be it family, be it, you know, at work, be it, you know, in a committed relationship or a marriage. Why is it that, hey, they may start off at 100%. How come it dwindles down? How come it dwindles down? Right.
As you tie into that relationship, it depreciates.
It depreciates.
That's good, Oatmeal. I think that's good, but let's go on and take it to the root, because everything starts from a root, whether we want to believe it or not. Everything starts at a root. So let's go ahead and dig. Let's go down. Let's not deal with the top part with the little blooming flower. Let's go ahead and go to the root under the ground. Let's go ahead and deal with that. Let's pull that up right quick. I want to say this. I believe that, and I'm speaking from experience as well, I totally believe that we tend to do – I'm going to deal with this part, then I'll deal with the dwindling. I want to deal with why we don't give the 100%, like you said, in family and relationships. It ties back to our nurturing, number one, and how we do relationships, whether it be you were a dairy or, like you said, oatmeal, a peanut, whether you was a peanut and you suffered, you know, sexual abuse, that tainted you. Whether your father was not there as a female, some females tend to go opposite direction normally when they get older because they're seeking out that male affection, that male attention. There's some family things, especially in the African-American community, that we don't want to deal with. And now is the day and time to begin to deal with that. Because as I look at my freshman students in my classroom, they are a mess on a college level. And it's a result of brokenness raising brokenness. And so as a result of that, we can never get to this 100 and the game continues. But I'm just purpose and driven to break the cycle, me personally. And I think it's time to break the cycle. Yes, that was our past, but now what are we going to do from here on out to make better? And so I think now we need to get the help we need. Nothing wrong with counseling, getting you a motivational speaker, or seeing Andy for some help, some self-help, doing what you need to do to get better. Because it's time out for making excuses. And if I can overcome 7 to 10 years of sexual abuse and my mind is still here and stable, surely you can do that as well. That's why I don't take no excuses. I know what it's like to be a victim when you can't get out. But the fact that I made it, I don't take no more excuses. Knuckle up, get with the program. Time out for excuses. And as far as the dwindling down part, I think that's because you're not realizing that you're a 100, and so you're looking at this person still looking for superficial things, or when it comes to family, you're not doing everything like I said, or you're not saying everything that I want you to say. It's not about that. It's about, is there respect, is there love, and then I will have to dwindle down because I'm not going to keep adjusting based on your behavior. See, once I accept myself and I love myself, I'm not going to allow you to control my emotions, regardless of what you try to do. I'm going to operate under me and love you regardless. We have to learn to trust God and love people. We do it the wrong way. We try to love God and trust people, and wrong answer. We got to love people because people are going to always disappoint us. But when you're not loving yourself and you're not at that 100%, you're going to continue to go up and down, fluctuating based on how people treat you and how they respond and what they do according to how you want them to do it.
Wow.
Right.
Really,
and we have the offering plate going around right now for you.
Right.
Well, actually, I want to send that to Andy and Jackie, that offering plate. That offer, I'm going to give that because I know when I give, I get given back, pressed over, shaken together, and running over. It's going to come back to me. So I'm not even worried about that. Y'all going to have that offering today.
Say that.
Hello.
Say that.
Hello.
Preach it.
You know, we sometimes folks need to dip in their church money a little bit. And
and we need to stop tipping God with the $1 and $5 bills. I'm gonna tap on that too, since Jackie touched on that, putting that $5 and all that. I'm gonna need you to get rid of that one and that five tipping God. I'm gonna need you to give a little bit more than that in the offering. I'm gonna have to stick
right
on that.
And I want to speak on that, you know, because some people's relationships
want to tithe $10
with God is 80-20.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely.
They're giving him 20, but they want 80.
Uh-oh.
They want 8,000.
They're not understanding that, you know, you have to do more than just pray for God to bless you.
Watch yourself. Mm-hmm. Watch yourself.
You have to pray.
Uh-oh.
To praise him for the blessings that you do have. Be
mm-hmm.
grateful that you're here and you're alive. Be of service to
Amen.
Your fellow man. Be at church service.
Yep.
Crack open your Bible and read it and apply.
Rather
Uh-oh.
Than just wait for somebody to tell you what's in the book. And it might even be wrong because you ain't paying attention yourself.
Right.
It sounds good to agree. And there's people out there like that. I mean, I hate to get on one like that, but you'll say something that just sounds so eloquent and so good. Well, you know, Jesus. You know, he went out and he played pool with all the heathens and won their money back because, you know, they was doing people wrong. Yeah, you know that's right. Ain't nowhere in the Bible that would say that. But it sounds good to you, so you're going to go and tell somebody else.
Right.
Foolish mortal. Get some understanding, folks. 80-20. What's really going on? Daryl mentioned that. Why not 100-100? So let's talk about this. What's going to determine whether or not you give 80 or you give 20, whether or not you receive 20 or you receive 80. Is it something in your expectation? Is it something that you are just having your mindset that I'm only going to give this, and if I don't get any more, then boo on you. You ain't worth my time if you can't give me more than what I'm expecting in my mindset. That's crazy. Seen people do it. Men, oh, trust and believe. There are many, 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 many athletes out there right now who don't have a career in the NFL, but will tell you that they're going to give 100% all of their efforts and put all of their dice in the table to go to the league and make this money. And don't want to put anything or anywhere else. Don't want to read a book. Don't want to learn a craft. Don't want to do anything else but play the game. And if nothing comes back, then you stuck, homie. You putting all of this in there and expecting them to give you the world. I expect a $1 million contract when I make the team. Don't you know at best you might walk away with $60,000? You see the big contracts, but you know it is bonus and incentive driven. They're not going to tell you that because you all you hear about is such and such signed a $200 million contract over 7 years. But he only going to play a year and a half, and when that knee go out, thanks for playing, homie, you got to go. So you're going to put it all in this game, risking everything, your kids, your wife, your girlfriend or whoever, your first child's mama, to say you're going to do it, you're going to make it happen. And as soon as that knee go out at the age of 36, because you're trying to go to the league still, it's a wrap. What you going to do about that, player? I don't understand that. I don't understand it. You're putting all your eggs in one basket, thinking everything's going to go this way, and you expect the league, Roger Goodell, some NFL coach, Jerry Jones, to kick you down with a $1 million contract. Right. I got you. Y'all know what the NFL stands for. Not for long. It really ain't happening, ladies and gentlemen. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. The 80-20 rule. You got your boy A.B., right here, sitting next to the vivacious Miss Oatmeal Brown. The phone lines are off the chain tonight. Daryl's representing Louisiana, that boot.
That boot. That boot.
And he's coming with real talk tonight, folks. Just understand this, folks. This is just how we get down on the show. If you know anybody that understands real conversation or has an opinion, they need to come on and get down with the online happy hour. This is real talk. We got great things to give away. Daryl, stay with us tonight, if you don't mind. So just understand, folks, Miss Oatmeal, what are we expecting? Are we expecting more than we give? Are we expecting to take away the fact that it's just supposed to be all about me?
Well, like Adario mentioned, it's supposed to be 100-100.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't know how to define what their 100% is. Mm. Sometimes one of the parties involved, their expectations might be extremely high.
Okay.
And the other person's expectations aren't that high.
Okay.
So one person's going to feel like they're being short. They're getting cut short.
Okay.
Depends on where the expectations are. So it can be off.
Okay.
So you have to be able to determine, okay, I mean, it's a lot of people that say, okay, I've given my 100 in this relationship, in this friendship, at the job.
Mm.
And they might start off, make their first 90 days or maybe the first month.
At the job.
And they get comfortable and things, they start to go down.
Mm-hmm.
One person may still be giving 100%, and the other person goes down to 75, 50, and you still got somebody giving you 100, but you've dwindled down to 50. There's a reason for that.
Mm.
Either that's how you were to start off in the beginning, in each and one of those scenarios. If it's giving God time, if it's being that number one employee at work, if it's being a best friend or a great companion, something happens. If they didn't come to the table 100% off top, as they say, as we all say that we are, 100.
Right.
And we try to be. I mean, we all are entitled to, and we're going to drop a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But some people just cut up and drop all the way off to 20%.
They've fallen and they can't get up.
When you drop all, if you go below a 75 to me, there's a problem. If you get down to a 50, you are almost, I can't even get it out.
There's some people out
you
there.
You shouldn't want to go under 50.
They know and they think because of whatever grades they may have made in school that 75% is passing. We have a teacher on the line that can vouch for that. They know 75, if I give them just enough, I'll be okay. But that is what it is.
Right. But, I mean, it's 75 is what? It's average.
Yeah.
You're making it.
Only in baseball is a 750 all right and pretty good.
You're average. And there's nothing wrong with being average.
No. But you would want to
but
do
that's
it.
All your ex. That's hey, you're average. Then you or if you're 75, you're cool with dropping down to 75. Get you another 75, y'all straight.
Right. You can't give average and expect. That just don't make no sense.
You're straight. You know. So okay, I don't really. I'm working in this call center. I don't really care. I just come in here and answer these phones, and that's what I do. Mm-hmm. See, that's a 75.
Popping my gum on the phone.
No expectations, no motivation, no ambition to at least move up to a team lead. You know?
And you 48 years old.
Right. I don't want to do anything else besides what I do from 8 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I want to do. I don't want to do nothing else. So if they lay me off, I don't know what I'm going to do. Who's going to hire me? I don't have no other type of craft. I don't know which way to go.
Because
I put all my eggs in this basket.
I got 100 to 1.
Maybe I was a super duper employee. Maybe I was a manager.
Mm-hmm. But back in my old company.
Yeah, but then I got cut.
Well,
wow, that's life. That it happens.
And they all want to understand and want to bring up the, you know, as they say, why you got to bring up old stuff? Well, back in 03, I was making such and such money. I can't believe they treat me like this over here. I was doing big back then. How dare they? Really?
Right.
So you mean to tell me that you expect more based on your previous performance at a company where nobody knew you? You expect somebody to treat you a whole lot better in this relationship without even knowing what you've gone through to get here?
Right.
Yeah, you got attitude right now, and y'all going back and forth. But understand, does that person know where this attitude comes from? All of a sudden, he starts popping popcorn, trying to, you know, enjoy a good movie. You start thinking about that time somebody popped you in the eye. Now you mad at him all evening long because he don't understand what's going on with you.
Right.
Well, I don't want you over here with me. That's crazy. Just don't understand. We got to give a shout-out, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies, if you want to stay fly from head to toe, make sure you do your hair right.
Mm-hmm.
And make an appointment with the hair artisan herself, Dre Andrea Netter, specializing in healthy hair maintenance, precision cuts, and creative color. She's at the Legacy Salons and Day Spa at 420 East Round Grove Road, Suite 200, Louisville, Texas, 75067. Hit her up on her cell phone at 504-957-5536 and make you an appointment so you can look fly like your girl, O'Neal Brown.
Well said. Now, she's the what?
The Dre.
I ain't gonna lie, folks. I couldn't pronounce the word. I was like, wait a minute. I don't want
the to. The hair artesian.
Artesian.
Yes.
That's nice. I'm gonna have to look that word up and see what that means. Get it back to the subject. Go on, Dre. Do your thing. Represent. Do your do, boo boo. The 80-20 rule. We got a call that wants to chime in here in Dallas, Fort Worth. that wants to chime in. I believe it's, we've been told it's Misty on the line, and she's been waiting patiently. Misty, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hello.
Are you there?
We can't hear you. What is going on?
Got to come out from around that tree.
I'm suffering technical difficulties.
Got to come out from around that tree. The signal just don't really flow through the wind.
Yeah,
the
she got one of those 80-20 phones. It works 80% of the time, and then this is the
20%. 20%
ain't She going to have to go stand in one side of the house or something.
Right there by the kitchen sink, just don't move.
Right, you can't move.
Lean forward with your head tilted.
This is not, you know, this is that time you want your 80% to kick in.
Holding the wire hanger.
Wow. Well, Andy?
Misty, are you there? That's all right. We got 80 more questions. We'll come back to you in about 20. Just understand, folks, we're going to go on and get down with the realness tonight. Is this common? Adair, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am. I'm still here. I'm riding to die.
Let me understand this. Is this common in most relationships, so to speak, for the give and take, for the 80-20 rule? I mean, we talked about that earlier. But do you see this more often than not? Maybe even with some of the students there in the classrooms and their relationships they may be having. Or maybe even some of your friends and cohorts.
Okay, and when you say you mean relationships amongst themselves or relationships with the class?
No. In amongst themselves.
Okay.
You know what? Break it down for us in the classroom aspect of it.
Okay.
As the instructor, are they expecting to give 20% and expecting you to give 80% on above?
It's good you asked that question. I hope some students are listening, because it's going back to that root situation we discussed about the relationship issue. And I told you about how the students are the same thing applies. Like you said, Jackie, 75% is average. Okay, I have a young man who's in my class for the third time. Now, you coming to my class the third time, still doing the same thing, and you're expecting different results. That's called insanity.
Right.
So that means you're still trying to give a 20, and you already know Mr. Moore is not having it. I'm not giving you an 80. You already know that. Love you to death, like you to pieces, Reese pieces. But you're not going to pass this class giving a 20. I had to make that statement to him today. He said he already know that I'm not going to pass him. I'm glad you know, but what are you going to do about it? I had another young man in summer one. Oh, I just need a C. I just need a C. And I said to him, why would you just settle for a C? Like, you're settling? I said, you pay for this education. You shouldn't just settle. So in the classroom perspective, they try to, but I'm crazy. I keep it real on a 110% level. I told him I would smile up in your face and laugh at you and speak to you in the morning, and you will still flunk my class. And I will speak to you like nothing ever happened. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm really tired. And what happened with some of these kids is in high school, they were athletes. And so these people have passed them along. Well, what you didn't realize, you're a little behind with skippity-doo-dah, yippity-day getting a high school diploma, but now you're in my developmental English class because your dumb self didn't realize you wasn't getting the lesson and you just got passed along. So now I'm putting a stop to that buck. That buck stops right here because I'm concerned about you. You're my future. You're the future president, the future government. You know, we don't look at these youngsters like that. We need to start looking at them that way. You know, I need to start addressing you. You need to get it together. I'm not afraid of you. Like I tell my students, if it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go. And I tell them, if you're going to whoop me, you better take me out because I'm coming for you. You better take me out because I'm going to resign so I can get you because you ain't going to make me lose my job. I'm going to resign first, and then I'm going to get you. And, you know, I'm not guaranteed to win every fight. I'm not guaranteed, and I tell them that all the time. But I'm never going to back down. I'm serious about what I do. You need to give 100% if you want an A out of this class. You come in here slacking, slack you will be. And whatever you get is whatever you earn is what you're going to receive. I don't play that game. You ain't going to better bribe me. You're going to better give me sexual favors. We ain't having none of that. I'm not having it. I don't care how good you look. I'm not having it. I ain't doing that. Can't do that. So, you know, that's how that applies in the classroom. As far as relationship, I see these young girls looking at these guys. Boo, he's a 20. You're an 80. Why are you going for a 20? because his pants sagging. Well, they can't sag in this room anyway, but when he leave out in the hallway, his pants sagging, so you want him? Uh-uh. And that's what I see with these. I have a young girl who's pregnant. She felt, you know, to confide in me. You know, she talked to me, and I appreciate it. That made me feel good. You don't have to pat my own stuff on the back. But I told her I can't tell what to do with that. You know, but this Negro put her out. I have a problem with him. What's your deal? So she has found a 20. She needs to drop that 20 and get the moving. That's what I told her that part. That's the 20-80 right there. You are 80 going for a 20, or like we said earlier, you are 100 going for a 20. Really?
It's easy, y'all. It's easy to go for a 20. It's easy.
You're settling.
That's why. Yeah, it's easy. That's why people do it, because it's easy. If you're 80 and you go for a 20.
That's beyond settling.
You're settling.
I got to be by myself. Jesus comes.
You're settling.
Just him.
And class is just like a crash course to life.
Mm-hmm.
So the higher your grade, guess what? It's just like in life. The more you strive to achieve to be better and try to give 100%, the closer you'll get to it.
Right. And I'll help you. You trying. I'm going to help you.
Well.
And see, and guess what? Sometimes, hey, if you don't study, you get bad grades, period.
Thank
point
you.
Blank.
Thank you. If and you don't call me talk about help
have,
me out.
It's like if you have ass in life and you want things to go exactly how you want them, you're going to have some good days and some bad days, but you'll have better days if you do the right thing. But certain people are used to this comfortable level.
Well.
Which is that average, which is a 75. How dare you call them a 75?
Right.
Yeah, you're 75 because you don't have any goals or ambitions.
You ain't got
you're
no
cool.
motivation.
You're cool with everybody else being in control of your life. How are they in control of my life? I work. Yeah, you work. Okay, what else? What else do you do? What happens when you get cut? What are you going to do? What happens if you get laid off? What are you going to do? What happens if your man leaves you? What are you going to do?
Don't shoot him.
So you need to always be striving and reaching for that higher mark.
Right. Ain't no
always
mark,
in life, in class, and when you slack, that's where this 80-20 comes in.
Yep.
Across the board. Even when you slack up on your workout, what happens?
Mm-hmm. Start to get round above the belt.
And in the face.
Understand,
the face
folks.
Gets round. The
mm-hmm.
arms get a little bit bigger.
Got
not,
yellow,
because, not because you're doing push-ups.
What do you ever call it? Tank and yellow arms?
Anytime you slack off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only going to give you a temporary satisfaction because, I mean, nobody wants to sink.
No.
And go low.
No. Mm-hmm.
So when you ride that fence, that makes you that average level.
Right. And you can't just be doing, and also even in your wardrobe, folks, you can't go 80-20 in your clothes and your style. Okay? It just don't make no sense to have guts wearing skinny jeans. You know, looking like a human ice cream cone when y'all be walking around. I be seeing them out there at the club and walking around in the city. That's just horrible. It creates bad posture to wear skinny jeans, and you're not built for them. You're not even supposed to be sagging in skinny jeans either. It's supposed to be a tight fit and a right fit. Ladies, please understand that. I saw a young lady the other day, had on some skinny jeans, getting out the car trying to pump some gas in her heels. Sagging.
She was sagging.
Hey, these not meant for you, sweetheart.
Oh, man.
I'm downsized. And if you're losing weight and that's your kick, yeah, I understand. But she was raised a thin. If there was a breeze, she'd have tipped over. So we didn't want that. So understand, it's not just about your relationship, your wardrobe, your career, your family, your lifestyle. It's out of control, folks.
Right.
The 80-20 rule, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. We have another caller that wants to chime in and talk to us tonight. I believe they're on the line. 586 area code 8241. You're chiming in right now. Who is this?
Hey, Andy, it's Nikki. What's up, family?
God darling Nikki.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Miss O'Neill, what's going on?
Hey, girl, we got to get used to your new number.
I know, right? It's throwing everybody off. Oh, man.
Welcome you back to the Online Happy Hour. This is the 8020, and I know you are on your soapbox. Let it loose.
I can't wait.
Okay, I have got the perfect example. 80-20 rule from a dating perspective, right? True story.
Okay.
It's not. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not even going to – I don't even have to add anything to it because that's just how ridiculous this experience was, right? So, so that I don't – I won't give too much detail just in case, like, you know, he's listening or someone he knows is listening, right? But I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to put 100 on it because that's just how pissed off I was after the date. So,
okay.
I am at a place that I frequent often, the gym. Someone approaches me and says, hey, my buddy, and I know the person who approached me socially from the gym, says, hey, my buddy's been checking you out, and I want to introduce you. Up, that should have been red flag number one. This is no longer high school. Your friend, you don't introduce your friend. Okay. Red flag number one. Whatever. Uh-huh. Okay, I need you to get some confidence. But anyway, so.
Handle rejection.
Yeah. So we, and I didn't want to be rude. That's one thing I am not. I don't, my intention is never to hurt anybody's feelings because I know brothers, I mean, who does, nobody wants to be rejected. So I get that and I understand that. So we get introduced. This brother looked like a deer in the headlights because he had no idea his friend was bringing me over to, like, engage him in conversation or whatever. So we have, like, a, you know what I'm saying, totally caught off guard. So he kind of sitting there looking like, what do I do? So you know me, I'm a talker. So I just opened up the conversation and we conversed a little bit. Long story short, we agreed to go out. Now, the day he originally asked me to go out, I wasn't available. Initially, I wasn't available, but I became available later on that day. So I called him at about, you know, 3 o'clock. Asked him if he wanted to maybe catch a 5:30 movie. And I understand 2.5 hours is really not a long time to get ready from a female perspective. You know, that's just about the amount of time I need to get ready. Just, you know, first date effort. So he agrees. He was like, okay, cool, I'll pick you up. He then asked me, called me back. He says, well, do you want to drive to my house? And then I said, whoa. I said, this is a first date. I won't be driving anywhere. He was like, well, no, I'm going to drive to the movies, but I thought maybe you would want to drive over here. For what? Why would I drive to your house only to drive past mine to get to the movies? Yeah, red flag number two. Okay, at this point, I should have stopped even getting ready for the date. But, you know, I'm trying to put the effort into it. I believe that when you are going out with somebody the first time, this is it. This is your Ebony Mac Daddy vibe you're supposed to be giving me, as Eddie Murphy would say. Man. You know what I'm saying? I put on the, and I'm trying to paint the picture for you folks. So I got on the BB jumper, the one piece, you know, got the sandals on. It's hot in Michigan, you know what I'm saying? You know, fresh out the shop with the hair, you know what I'm saying? Smelling Victoria's Secret, lovely, all of those things. So I'm feeling good. I'm like, this is going to be a fun day. This Negro pulls up, gets out of the car to open the door, which I appreciate it. He has on a T-shirt. Army T-shirt, say Army across the chest. The gray Army T-shirt. The gray Army T-shirt with some basketball shorts.
I was like, wow,
it took you 10 minutes to get dressed? I mean, clearly there was no effort put into it. None, zero, zilch. So then, on the way to the movie theater, he said, I said, so what, you know, typical conversation. So what about me did you notice? What struck you off? This Negro said, I saw your ass. I saw your ass. Not, I think you was doing some squats or something. I saw your ass. Not, I saw you, like, I seen your ass from across the room. No, not as,
oh,
he was not inferring, yeah, he was not inferring that he saw me in my totality as a person, as a human being. He simply saw my ass, my rear end, badonkadonk, you know, apple bottom. That's what he was referring to.
Oh, my.
Wow.
When I tell you,
had never, I didn't know what to say. I was so caught off guard that I just, and that's very difficult for me to be, because you just don't expect a grown-ass human being to utter those words, not on a first date. That's something you tell me after we sealed the deal. You didn't put a ring on it. Like, baby, you know, the first time I seen you, yeah, I really seen that ass, but, you know, I was feeling you conversation-wise, too. That's something you tell somebody. That's a joke at the anniversary party. You don't tell me that on the first date? I'm like, so
wow.
clearly the effort, I don't even really call his effort 20%. I'm going to go ahead and just say that was like 2% effort. 2%.
I don't know what to say about that. From the male perspective, I don't know what to say about that.
How old was this cat?
Girl, bye. I'm not even going to disclose his age because I'm embarrassed. I'm completely embarrassed.
Let's just say 30 and 40?
Older.
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 Then you would expect a little bit more. I understand that.
Let's just say older than 45. Older than 45.
Wow.
Yeah, older than 45.
What did he? Well, no, you probably can't tell me that. Never mind.
I can't defend from the male perspective. I can't defend that, dog. I mean, you had to say a little something more. Now, if he'd have met you at the strip club, it would have been a bit different. However, so
right.
Y'all went out somewhere else. You know.
Yes.
My man AK in the chat room said he should have led with, excuse me, miss, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but you have a great ass.
That's still inappropriate.
That would be like the equivalent, and you know what? It really, and I don't understand we're joking about this, but it really pisses me off to no end, because when a woman, if I were to approach any man and say, hey, how you doing? I noticed she was pushing a Range Rover. What's up? That is the equivalent for you telling me all you saw was my ass. See, because I'm looking at you from a 20% perspective. Because all I'm seeing is your money. I'm not caring about, or I'm thinking, I'm looking at what I think may be money. Because just because you're pushing a range don't really got, doesn't mean you have any change, not real change.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
If I were to say something like that, it's the equivalent. So, no, there is no way to tell somebody they got a nice ass unless y'all been together for a cool minute. Y'all coming up on some anniversaries and y'all done, you know, is y'all comfortable like that. There is no way to tell somebody that. In the dating phase.
Okay, what if y'all are out dancing, having a good time, had a couple of cocktails?
Yeah.
You know, y'all actually feeling each other.
A free flow shot.
And he said, well, you
let
know.
Let me feel you, though. He didn't give me a chance to feel him. Let me get comfortable with your shabby-ass 20%. Let me get comfortable with that.
Right.
Now,
right.
Let me get
right.
comfortable with your terrible-ass effort. Help me help you.
Sometimes it may not have been the best thing to say, but it just sounds better than, you know what, I saw you in that Honda Civic. You're looking kind of soft, girl. I had to come say hi.
Yeah. And then
y'all know how
something
we do.
Else that
was
he said,
is he buff or something? I mean, does he look like
no.
Jamar Moore or somebody where he
no, hell
like,
no. Hell no.
I'm just trying to see why this fool said that.
No,
I mean,
but wait, and then peep this.
You
I asked him, like, where he is
all of that.
No, that's what I'm saying. And you know what, Ms. Oatmeal, we as women, we know what we're working with. Every woman knows her strongest asset. You just know it. You're a grown woman. You know what you're working with. You know how to dress your body. You know what works for you. So when I hear people say stuff like that, I understand that men are fond of body parts for whatever reasons. We have them, you guys don't, so you're fascinated with them. I get that. But you just don't say things. You know, you just don't say certain things. It's just totally inappropriate. I asked him something about, like, where he hangs out or whatever, and he was like, yeah, me and my boys, and I'm quoting, because I don't even like slang terms for female body parts, but yeah, me and my boys used to hang out at the titty bar. Like, for real? Like, you're going to engage me in that conversation. I was like, first of all, can you please not use that language when you're talking to me on a first damn date? And second of all, the appropriate term is adult entertainment complex. If you just want to show me where you work. I mean, for real, can we get some just some damn respect? I don't give a damn that you and your boy was at the top hot bar. I'm like, dude, are you serious? Epic fail. Epic fail. So I'm just like, unbelievable.
It's one or two things. Either he is just real thrown off and have no game, or they're just totally disrespectful and don't care. It's either or.
Well, I did tell myself that when the next time I converse with him, and the next, 'cause I will see him again, I'm sure, just because we're at the same gym, I'm gonna do my due diligence and tell him where he went wrong. I think I owe it to not only myself, but the next woman he may, you know, date. You need to clean up your game, bruh. And as old as you are, I don't have time to be trying to train no damn body. So let's hope your 20% is enough for the next female, because it damn sure ain't enough for me. I felt like boy in the Old Spice commercial. Look at you. Now look at me. Now look at you. Now look back at me. What the hell made you think? Really? No.
Nikki was probably out there looking good, dressed to impress, even though she just left the gym. She was doing it.
And he had on an old gray T-shirt, basketball shorts.
With the Army
and
Mike
Lowry. And I even asked him. I was like, were you in the Army? Uh-uh. So you just got the...
Was he buff? Did he have like a medium on or something? I mean,
No. Miss O'Neill, I feel you. You're trying. You're grasping at straws. You're trying to make it okay. You're trying to make it okay, but it's not, boo-boo.
All my ladies out there who want to keep it good and looking good like Nikki, if you're in the DFW, I want to send a big shout-out to Fat Gear Retail Clothing Store in Dallas, Texas. They have the finest urban women's apparel. Also, the place where you can get your copy of Second Place Women Who Come In First and that hot track Knickknack by Miss Oatmeal Brown. The address is 3215 Kernwood Street in Dallas, Texas. If you're familiar with the DFW, it's off of I-20 South on 20 in Wheatland, right over there by Friendship West Baptist Church, folks. It's going down.
That's right, and I frequent
Kernwood Drive
quite often. They have the nice rumpers. All types of different rumpers, ladies.
And the mannequins is off the chain. Fellas, be careful when y'all go in there. Sick mannequins up in there. You got to be careful. Don't want to look all strange while you looking at clothes and stuff. But we talking about the 80-20 rule. I mean, Nikki just gave a great example about what can really go down. We heard Daryl talking about that in that classroom, you know, with the 80-20. Let's even bring it to the workplace. That 80-20 rule in the workplace. So you think when you come to work and you've been in your department, let's say, I don't know, about 4 or 5 weeks now,
mm-hmm.
that you should demand an increase in pay. Everybody around you in the parking lot got Mercedes, they got Beamers, they got Lexuses, they got the new Camrys, you know what I'm saying?
Camaro.
And you got the Mitsubishi Galant with the two hubcaps missing. It's time for you to upgrade and be like everybody else, because you're tired of having the oil stain up under your car when you pull off at 5:30.
You done got a couple of paychecks.
Yeah, so you balling now. You fancy. You doing your thing. So now you demand your raise, or you're going to transfer out the department and get mad at your manager and team lead because they don't recognize you for the great customer service you've been doing since you've been here. Benefits have been barely kicked in, but they want to be recognized all across the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I need to have the company CEO come and sit with me at my desk. And I need to have people know what I've been doing since I've been here. Really? You want to give all of that, thinking that you're just doing this little bit of time, and expect them to give right back to you and say, you know what, we appreciate your work here. We don't even know your last name or your login ID number, but we appreciate you being here. And we're going to promote you to the next manager that we have coming aboard. Sorry. It don't work that way, folks. You want to move ahead that fast? Start your own business. Just going to keep it real.
It's still going to take you a good 6 months, as it would.
I'm the CEO. I'm the manager. You know, then you can have your title. If that's what you really want to have.
And Toto's not going to be there.
No, not yet. Oh, but when they come in.
Oh, yeah.
We just had to keep it real, y'all, 100%. 80-20 rule. Output input. What you going to give in order to receive? What's in it for you? 646-727-3279. I appreciate the folks that are chiming in tonight. The chat room is out of control. My man AK is doing his thing in there, acting the silly fool, letting the people know. Daryl done called in from Louisiana. Miss Nikki's up there in Detroit. Where are the folks at tonight? We got some definite things we want to give away. I got to touch some hands with some gift cards, some music, some books. It's going to happen. People are going to walk away with a little bit of something that they can put in their tank on Pump 6, have a good read, bob their head in the car with it, or have a nice meal from the online happy hour.
That's right, because we're giving them 100,
mm-hmm.
not 80.
Not even
not
20.
Not 20. We'll take your 20 right now. That's fine. But you know what? Just by calling in, just by being in the chat room, just by spreading the word, you're giving us 110.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate it. So
my
we can't
something.
Ask.
Absolutely.
Sure. And pardon me, Miss Oatmeal Brown. I thought you was kind of wrapping up. Pardon me. I'm
wrapping
not rude.
Wrapping up the show? Oh, no, the show's not over. I was just wrapping up.
Oh, no, your statement. Your statement. Yeah, I know the show's not over.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
2 hours.
I'm cool. I'll come back again. Go on, head on, Peanut.
All right. Andy was mentioning about the vehicle situation. Now, you know, I am grand. You know, I'm the grand poobah. You know, but I do drive a Cavalier. And my students, at first, you know, they was trying to laugh, you know, at my little Cavalier or whatever. You know, so I want y'all to be laughing. Y'all need to wait for them. He laughing yet. But anybody got to talk about my little Cavalier. So I had to catch myself to remember that I am 100% and I love me some Peanut. My car doesn't make me. I make my car. And so as Andy would say, you know, just because I'm making more money, that doesn't mean I have to take it, you know, and just spend it, and you know, on a luxury vehicle because I want you to think something about me. Because really, at the end of the day, I really could give a rat's ass, forgive me, what you think about what I'm driving. Because when I step out
right.
the car, you best to believe I'm coming correct, as always. I don't care if I got on some jeans. I'm going to come correct when I step out the vehicle. Gucci shoes.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to step out. Aldo shoes. I'm going to step out the vehicle. So... You know, but they laughed at it, and I had to catch myself because I was like, you know, I've been wanting a BMW, you know, I've been trying to, you know, save a little coin so I won't go into debt behind a vehicle. You know, we have that bad in the African-American community. You know, I
yes,
drive a
yes,
BMW,
yes.
but I'm eating oodles and noodles at my house. You know, I'm eating oodles
right,
and noodles.
Right, 820.
Mm-hmm,
that car's at 80. You don't,
right,
you don't have enough money to pay your light bill. 20.
Uh-huh, yes. So I had to say, you know, So I clowned them, of course, because one drives a little yellow school bus Mustang. He thinks it's the best thing. He's from Dallas, Texas. So I had to bust his little bubble. And, I had to think about that. I'm giving 100% of my teaching career, but that doesn't mean, you know, that the car has to make me. And these students drive better cars than we used to drive. I mean, they got Range Rovers on campus, and you don't have a job to the first. You're just a student. And you flashing all these vehicles. But maybe that's all right. I don't have a car note. I'm parking this car right here, and it runs. It has air, and it's doing me justice. You know, now I am going to get something later, but I'm not going to go ahead and jeopardize that because then that's me trying to go for that little appearing to be little 2080 little rule there when I don't really need that to make me. So it's funny you brought that up, Andy, in reference to the car and you being at the job. I need to put my time in, earn me some more money, and then when I get in a place where I can get it comfortably, they're fine. I can go ahead and do that. But until then, I'm going to push this Cavalier until the wheels fall off.
But you know what? You know what else you should tell them, Daryl? You should let them know that one minute they might have that Range Rover, and the next minute they may not. They might be pushing a Cavalier.
Right.
I don't know anybody that has not had to do a 360 in their life or hit a pothole and had to let something go and then come back later and build back up. This is life.
Right.
It's life. It's people that used to be millionaires that aren't millionaires no more.
Right.
They were pushing them Bentleys.
Take a year.
But in 2006 in 2009, them years in the middle, was a lot of people had to suffer through some rough times to the point where they were killing themselves because they weren't used to
Being broke. That's crazy.
So guess what? It can happen to anybody. Those pushing Beamers, those pushing Rangers, those pushing Mercedes, we're not invincible. We're not invincible.
Yeah, and you're not exempt, folks.
Well, at the end of the day, that's not even their vehicle. That's not even their vehicle. That's what I break them down. I laugh at them all the time. That ain't your car. You ain't even driving your own car. This is my car. You ain't even drive your own car. And I also teach them the principle of, you know, not just going out. A vehicle does not make you. You know, we have it backwards in our community. You know, we think things make us, and that's not the case. Things don't make you. You make you, not things. And, you know, so we miss that. So, again, we're going back to the roots, like from earlier, why we go after little 20s, why we go after the 80s, after the 75% people, because we need to dig up our roots and deal with them so we can be better people.
Right. We got to get to that core.
Yeah.
We got to get to the core.
Darryl, we're going to stay right there in Louisiana. The boot is off the chain tonight. I got my man AK calling in from Shreveport, Polk City, and chimed in to the show. Represent my man AK, go mob to the fullest. What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, brother. It's good to be up in here. You know, I'm sorry to be a stranger and stuff like that, but I appreciate you sending a broadcast to me and stuff like that. I just say I made it a mission today to say, hey, look, after I get done working out, I put it on the board, I'm coming in here. So here I am.
Right on.
Glad to be here.
That's what's up, man. I know we definitely appreciate you chiming in and listening to the show, man, giving that support in Louisiana. Keeping it 100, bro. Talk to us about the topic tonight, man. What you been hearing about it, the 80-20 rule? You heard
well,
the story about, you know, the men coming out the gym.
I will be honest. I was sitting here, you know, I did those ab workouts. He just gave me another because I was sitting over there laughing my tail off. But I will tell you, you know, on that right there, you know, my pops would say you got to have some gumption about yourself, man. That fella right there. You know, I'm a strong believer, and you know, like the Angel Gator you were saying, you know, the car doesn't make you. There's a lot of things that don't make you, but you know, I do believe you got to be presentable. You know, I mean, you know, he didn't have to come in a tuxedo and stuff like that, but he needed to look like that he was going to meet somebody. You know what I mean? I don't think he appreciated that, you know, himself. Before we could even jump to her and what he thought about her, he doesn't see himself in a good enough light where he felt the need that I needed to do something. At a certain point, you know, we all know presentation is a lot. You know, I think that's why some people try to live outside their means and stuff like that. You know, we know a lot of people that try to look small, but they ain't small. And mm-hmm. I'm just out of that state. Just because somebody looks like they're downtrodden and you know, they're not wearing the name brand, this, that, and the other, that doesn't mean that person doesn't have money or live well. I'm a strong believer in living within my means because, like the other young lady was saying, what you have today will be gone tomorrow. And, you know, you gotta kind of live between those lines and stuff like that. Yeah, every day's not promised to you and stuff like that, but you kind of got to try to live like you're going to be here tomorrow. You know, what's the point of setting your alarm clock for the next day if you don't think you're going to wake up tomorrow? So, on the 80-20 stuff, I know somebody has said there's almost no 100-100, but as an individual, you know, when I'm trying to take care of myself, I'm trying to do 100% of everything I got to do all the time, almost if there's no matter if I got somebody else that'll fall back on, and I can rely on them. Because even that may not be here, but when you're in a relationship, if I'm bringing 100% to the table and you bring 100% to the table or your very best, you know, we give that percentage and stuff like that because we don't want to have two people having 100% per se. You know, I think that's where you get the split, and sometimes things can be skewed. But if I'm trying to take care of me and, you know, we got this living arrangement, household, girlfriend, boyfriend, married, if I'm doing these things, at some point you may not even have to do nothing today. Just because I'm taking care of this right here.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a big bag. But I think if somebody's just doing their very best, I'm just going to say they're doing 100% of what they can do. I ain't going to say they're doing 20%. So, you know, it's, it gets really tough as far as the mercury or the water. But, you know, I had to just kind of look at the situation. But now, if you ain't doing nothing and you content with not doing nothing, okay, yeah, we got a serious problem.
Real talk. That's what's up, folks. Appreciate you calling in, man. I'm going to have to get your information before we leave. Ladies and gentlemen, I got something for all of our callers who have chimed in tonight. These three wonderful people have chimed in and said some outstanding.
Yes.
Outstanding. And made some great points. Made some outstanding comments. I mean, that's just, we're just getting it from all sides of the gamut right here tonight. The relationship, the job, the classroom. Just real talk about this 80-20 rule. I mean, it is what it is. I got to understand that. This is just how people are really getting down. They're seeing it in their day-to-day lives. Some of them is acting a fool. Some people just don't get it. And some people just need a little bit of help. Straight up.
Straight up?
I'm enjoying it. Is Nikki still there?
Is Nikki still here?
Nikki, you there, sweetheart?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Yep, I'm here.
Kind of piggybacking on what my man AK said. He was just coming from the gym, you know, and he brought up some great points about that. What are your thoughts on what he had to say?
I actually did cut out for a minute, and I came in on the tail end of when he was stating that, you know, things don't necessarily make you. And
right.
I agree with that. Definitely you have to, I think it was a Daryl that said that we typically in the African-American community have that problem where we are, you know, living so far outside of our means just to prove a point. And I don't even know if the point is to prove to other people that we're more 80 than 20. I think that's more a reflection of ourselves. And
right.
how we feel about ourselves, not what we're necessarily trying to show somebody else. Kind of takes the spotlight off of you. If people are so impressed with what you have, clink, clink, they're less inclined to actually inquire about you underneath the surface. You know, the topics usually don't go past, you know, where you live, what you drive, and what you're wearing. There's no substance attached to those things. So people actually use those things almost as a defense mechanism. Now, on the other side of that, you know, how can I say this? I like nice shit. So I heard a comedian say that, but with that being said, there also has to be a balance. You know what I'm saying? It has to be a give and a take. You know, it has to be a balance. So yeah, I can agree with a lot of what he said. So I mean, if you keep everything in perspective, you know, and if you're honest at keeping yourself in check, you will find yourself leaning more toward the person that has 80%, you know, those 80% qualities that somebody would be looking for. You just got to try to keep things balanced and in check. It's hard to do, but, you know, everybody has their quirks, but it can be done.
Right. That's real talk, folks.
Right.
We're talking about the 80-20 rule. blogtalkradio.com/how-was-your-weekend, spell was with a Z. Tap somebody and text message them and let them know we got just about 55 minutes left in the show tonight. They may want to chime in and understand what's going on with us tonight. Ms. Oatmeal Brown is coming with the Realness 101. Check out our website. It's about to be launched and relaunched again, realness101.com. We coming with it, folks. How was your weekend? Is the company. We're here to stay. Tell them to text, log in, listen and learn with us tonight, 646-727-3279. As we take it a notch higher, I want to go back to my man, Adaro, in Louisiana, in Grambling, representing that classroom and teaching the folks what's really going on. GSU alum is in the house. Are you still there with me?
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to need your perspective to tell me and help the folks understand why you think people are so afraid to talk to people and be up front to set the tone with this 80-20 rule. They go in expecting something totally different.
Why they're afraid to actually say what they want up front?
Yeah, why not just be up front? Why not just say, look, this is what it is. This is what I'm expecting. Instead of guessing and thinking that they're going to automatically get something in return.
Okay, for
one.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it doesn't always work like that. If you expect somebody to be a mind reader and think that they're supposed to see it your way, without even understanding what angle you're coming from, then,
right.
that
way is.
Yeah, then how are we really going to have some understanding? That would remove a whole lot of frustration, I would believe.
Okay, I think first the first problem is lack of communication. A lot of times, you know, we don't know how to communicate. And even as I'm, you know, listening to some of my students and even some of my peers, you know, and I correct them, they're like, oh, you teacher, well, I can't help it. I just cannot tolerate language that is not correct grammar. I mean, unless we just acting a fool, that's fine. But other than that, I can't take it. It bothers me. And so I know because we have a lack of communication, we don't know how to communicate because we're really going, and I hate to keep going back to this, but it's just reality, going back to the black community, most of us weren't really learning how to communicate. I know in my household, my mother, she never told me she loved me. She didn't really talk much, you know, but that's when she grew up, they were not really made to say anything, you know, and so therefore, again, the cycle has to break. So when I go into a relationship, I need to be able to communicate that to you. That's number one. Number two, I'm actually scared because I'm so needy that if I tell you what I really want, you're probably not going to be able to live up to that, and you're going to back away from me. So therefore,
wow.
I'm not willing to give you that information because
wow.
you're going to back away. And how do I know? Because I've been there before. And so I know because I've been in that position before. And so I had to find a Daryl and get a Daryl some help and help him out so I wouldn't do that. So now you step to me. I'm going to let you know what I'm looking for. If that's not what you want, then we're not a match. If I got to stay by myself till Jesus comes, that's what I'm going to have to do because I'm not going to settle anymore. I'm much better than that. The Bible says I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So why am I settling for something that's beneath if I'm above? That doesn't make sense. So I'm not settling anymore. And I believe that is one of the main issues. You're willing to settle because you don't want little Johnny or you don't want Susie to run away because you're actually telling them what you actually expect. And you already know they can't live up to their potential. First of all, their pants are down to their ankles. So you already know they're probably not trying to get a job. You already know they're not trying to really pay bills and be mature, get a place to live. You already know those things, and we know those things. But we still put ourselves in those predicaments. We have to dig up the roots, people, so we can begin to progress as a people. And that's why, Andy, they don't tell them what's up front, and therefore they'll settle, and then they get in this problem later on, and you're trying to get out of it. Well, your behind shouldn't have gotten it from the beginning. Now, you may have made a mistake before, but I'm here to help you. I'm telling you now, listen, awake, open your ears and listen. Stop it. Get over it and move on. And I'm done.
Well,
pass off or play it again.
Some people are used to the cycle. And if you know anybody at your job or in your family that is in a relationship or is that a friend and they give 20 or they used to give 80 and then they dwindle down to a 20, if you look at their track record,
right,
it's going to show that they do this all the time. People don't really look at their life in every aspect, in everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, Adariel, they're not getting to the root. And if you refuse to look at the root, then you're going to keep on getting a little bit.
Right.
You might start off getting that 80 and it dwindles down, and guess what? Then you're gone trying to find the next 80 in each of those scenarios because you can't hang in there and keep pushing even after the percentage drops a little bit.
Right. Then the thing is, wherever you go, whoever you be with, guess what? You bring you with you. So you're the one with the issue because you keep settling, going through the cycle. So, like, wherever you go, hello, you go with you. And so in that scenario,
exactly.
That's the problem right there.
The percentage is always going to drop.
Exactly.
It's
until you
be
fix
high
yourself.
At first.
Right.
And then it's going to drop until you fix yourself. So you can
right.
go to a job, put in 100%, and then because they're not moving fast enough or they pick somebody else instead of you,
mm-hmm.
or you feel like you're doing hella work and not getting any kudos for it, you start slacking up.
Yeah.
And if you realize this is happening at all your jobs,
mm-hmm.
it's you.
Your breaks just got longer.
Every man that you get with, you start off and everything is hunky-dory in your newness,
mm-hmm.
like I call it, of your relationship.
Right.
Then something happens where he can't take you to True Lux no more. Okay, you hang in there for a hot second. Then he can't provide for you anymore.
Mm.
You're out of there.
Mm.
You're on to your next 100, which is going to dwindle down.
Right.
He's going to hit an 80. He's going to hit a 62. He may even hit a 20. It's until you get it.
Right.
Until
you
get
what?
It.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to keep hitting no cycles until you get it.
Or, fellas.
Right.
You constantly trying to find that one. And as soon as she give you some, well, man, her ears were big, dog. I wish she didn't get no, she always, you know, said, oh, did you done met the one? She can meet mama. Dog, you don't understand how fine she is. She all that. Well, you know what? She's nagging and stuff. She always trying to figure out what kind of business I'm in. I can't be having nobody that's all nosy like that. Not really understanding. She probably want to help you out.
Wow.
But then you try to deal with the next one that's, oh, dude, I'm telling you, man, I got to bring her around my boys. She fine. She
mm-hmm.
the one.
Yeah.
I'm going to let her meet mama and daddy. She might even get to meet my kids.
Right.
Well, man, I can't get with her, dog. She got all that stuff over there. She got a house, and I got an apartment. She thinks she better than me. Okay. You got a repeated pattern about the same thing over and over again. You're not even trying to allow yourself to get close to anybody. Still crying over that breakup you had back in 97. She hurt my feelings. And I don't want to let no other chick get close to me, man. I don't trust no female. But you want to run right through them all. But don't trust them. Gotcha. Wasn't expecting all this tonight, folks. I know you wouldn't, but that's how we do. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I got my man. He has something to say. Hey, hey, hey. And his name is Big Ray. Calling in from Dallas, Texas. Big Ray, what's going on, my man?
Hey, how you doing? This is Big Ray calling in. Man, today is a great day and it's been a sad day. Are you there?
Oh, we there, man. How you been? We appreciate you calling
man,
in as always.
Yeah, I'm gonna silence my boy Big Scott Bradford passed last night. Pray for him and his family. Make sure this week. On this 80th, a lot of people don't. They let their ego get in the way. A lot of people need to check their ego at the door and just tell people what their agenda is. A lot of people have a hidden agenda or hidden idiosyncrasy. If you let it be known what you're looking for up front, you can save a whole lot of time, trouble, and tribulation. I don't believe in wasting nobody's time or mind. If you're looking for physical, let them know, hey, I'm looking for physical. If I'm looking for long term, I'm looking for long term. Another thing people don't do, they don't game test them. In football sports, we got what we call a scrimmage, where we go put them in a game-type situation and see how they operate under pressure-type conditions. Sometimes when you meet people, you got to give time. A lot of people be in a rush to rush into relationships and not knowing they just have a relationship. There's a difference between relations and relationship. Relationships, sometimes you get it to where you know them intimately or either had an intimate knowledge of relationships. Is, hey, I know you in a certain type of way. Or some people, times they know them carnally. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you're getting a word, you know, take carnal mind and death, and, you know, you want to flow in the spirit. Because nowadays you can't play games, you can't take tests like 20, 30 years ago. You just can't dip and dive in head first, feet first, or sideways or high. You got to check the package. You got to know what you're working with before you start putting in some work, because it might be the one to work you over that thought the one was going to work long term. Might help you catch a germ and you can't get rid of it. But people, take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your health. And life too short to be stressed out. If they ain't working for you, work elsewhere. Just same thing with a job. Job ain't working for you. Get to the place you want to be. The place called there.
A place called there, huh?
Yes, sir. The it factor. That's the one.
Hey, he got a strong point, dog.
Another thing, when you look for a mate, whatever it is you're looking for in a mate or potential partner, that's you should be bringing to the table also. They got a terminology, what they call unequally yoked in the Bible. A lot of women looking for a man, a knight, or a shining armor on their horse, but they might be coming on a donkey or a kickstand. They look for a man with a mansion on a hill, but they coming out of hunt like they from the Zulu tribe or from a third world country. So you got to make it match up. Like I was telling a friend earlier, love is a two-way street. It's reciprocal. A lot of people love the game, but the game got to love you. Love is an action word. It shows you something about they can tell you. A lot of people come along and give you a song and a dance.
Hello?
I heard the tail end of it. That's that 20% foam.
Right, he got it, man. He got 90-10. He got a 10% foam.
He got a 90%
foam. I'm the challenge to WEB Du Bois states 10% of people control 90% of wealth. Especially in our population, you got 10% of people with the education and the knowledge, but they don't disseminate it among the people. Then the Bible tells you that the people are perished for lack of knowledge. Not because they must be stupid, just because they don't seek knowledge. You got to go get it. You got to find out what you're working with before you work with it, or to get an understanding.
That's right. I mean, that's too much like right, but it's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for, to let them know what's right. If it's
now,
not working out,
some people call it for entertainment, and others can't handle the truth.
No, they can't. They can't handle the truth.
I can't handle this conversation. Y'all got tripping out.
Ray, you had to get you 100% phone, Ray. What's going on, Ray?
What you do is make your list of 20-30 items what you're looking for in a mate. Now, every time you meet somebody, go down that list and check off and see how many qualifications you meet. If you got 20 and they meet 18 out of 20, you do the mathematics. 18 out of 20, that's like a 90%. Okay, as long as they meet 85-87% above, that's a B plus or better. Now, ain't nobody perfect, but they do have somebody that's perfect for you. You need to find somebody that's perfect for you. Not perfect in the world, but perfect for you. Being humans, we put on the air, but hey, what you also want to do is check their background and dispensation. See what they've been through, where they're coming from. Check their track record. That way you start indicating which way they're headed. When you meet somebody,
you
want to check their whole thing. Okay.
You know what, Big Ray? A lot of people go on the whole factor and potential.
Right.
We all have potential.
Mm-hmm.
And we all hope that people want to do better and that they know that they have to evolve to survive in this world if they want more.
Well.
And that's just how we think, most
right.
of us.
Right.
He has potential. He's talking good game.
Mm-hmm.
She has potential. She's talking a good game.
Here comes the butt.
She looks
but.
Good. She's got a job. He looks good. He's
but.
Got a job.
But.
Everything's all good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then.
That's the end.
Here we go with the real. I'm sorry. People tell you in their actions who they're going to be and who they actually are. You can only hold up an 80 for so long. If you're a real 80, you're going to hold it. You're going to hold it. Even if you do fall off, you're still going to fall in the 80 bracket because you're not just going to let yourself go in no area. Just like totally?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not a good 80. They don't do that.
The word called consistent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They make smart decisions even when they make bad decisions. So you know when you're working with somebody that's not holding on to that 80th percentile. I'm sorry. We're showed over and over and over and over and over again. Right. But you know what happens? We are attached. And then we're thinking about the hope and that potential is going to come. I mean, it could be in a job. If you see everybody around you constantly getting promoted and it's not happening for you and you're really doing a good job and you're not complaining, you just might want to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
How long are you going to hang on? Give it some time. But, I mean, it doesn't have to go on forever if you see this continuous cycle.
Right.
That's going to be in your relationship. That's going to be in your friendship, your job, how you do your body, how you eat, how you work out.
And then
I have potential to have a Lisa Ray body.
Get your Lisa Ray.
But I do not get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to make it happen. Okay? We keep it at 100.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. But I still think about it. Oh, I think about it. If I can get with a man and he might be fit and, you know, we working out or whatever, I'm like, yeah, I want to get that Lisa Ray. I've been saying that for 3 years. It hasn't happened. I have potential, but I'm not there.
Right.
So guess what? If this is something that he likes and he chooses and he's not in love with me, it's a chance that he might go. Can I be mad? Yes and no. Because I knew from the beginning that he wanted that me to get that Lisa Ray body. Right.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, it's just across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have to know how to gauge, when to know when we're not giving our all, or why aren't we giving our all.
Right.
There's a reason.
Real talk.
The reason in everything.
This is how we do it, folks.
Absolutely.
You're coming with the realness each and every week. Check out the website, realness101.com, for more information about Miss Oatmeal Brown and the realness as it is. The realness has spoken. Understand, folks, this is what it is. This is how we're coming. 80-20 rule. Your body,
Andy,
your mindset. Go ahead.
I just wanted to kind of piggyback on something Adario said when we were talking about why people aren't upfront with who they are and what they expect in a relationship. I think it's kind of twofold. One, I don't think people really know what they want. I mean, because in order to know what you want, you have to know who you are. And I think that goes to my second point, is that people don't really believe they're enough. This is why the beauty industry can make billions and billions and billions of dollars a year marketing whatever it is they market. This is why the rate of men getting plastic surgery, everything from calf implants to pec implants, the number of men that get plastic surgery has increased 36% over the last 4 years. It's simply because we don't think we are enough. And the thing about it is, for you to stand in the face of another human being and say, you know me, This is me. This is how I roll. And I have no problem doing that up front when I meet a potential suitor. I told this guy last week, I said, I don't do you're not supposed to's. I don't do you're not supposed to call this soon. I don't do you're not supposed to do this because it's only the third date. I don't do you're not supposed to do. I don't do not supposed to's. I'm getting ready to tell you how I stick and move. And what I do expect is you to stick and move with me. Now, if you can't, then you can kick rocks with no socks. There's no need in prolonging what we know is not going to work. So at the end of the day, I told him, I was like, I don't do not supposed to. I was like, if I like you, you like me, check yes or no or maybe. Period, point blank. It don't have to be all of this extra. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling you, you feeling me, cool. I mean, I don't understand why it's gotten so complicated. And if it's not going to work, you know that immediately. You know that almost immediately. You know that on the first date, i.e. the fool I went out with last week. You know. So, I mean, all of that extra trying to figure out, Pete, please, if you lead with love, and I'm not saying being in love with a person, but if you simply lead in love. That's what people are missing out on. To love somebody is just to simply care for them and want the best for them, no matter what you do or don't get from them. That's what it's really all about. So when you are leading in love and everything, only good things can happen for you. So what it wasn't the, so what she wasn't the one. So what he was the one. But you know what? Might have learned something from him. You know, might have made a good friend. Might have met the person who give you your next job. You know, might have met your business partner. You just never know. If people start leading with love instead of expectations, maybe them damn 80s and 20s can turn into some 100s, 100s, and we can actually get some shit done.
Oh.
Woo!
I like that.
It's hitting the fan right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's up. That is real talk. Y'all have to understand, this is, I mean, think about it, folks. This is, where is she going to go in the privacy of your own wherever? Come back and talk to the nation about real topics. The online happy hour, folks, this is where it is.
That's right.
Let's talk about that 80-20 rule a little bit more in detail, folks, and talk about 80% expectancy with a 20% mind and conversation. Your vocabulary ain't changed since the eighth grade. Yet still, you're trying to have intellectual conversation with someone with a master's degree.
Ooh.
No. People, you must understand this is a part of growth. Improve yourself, improve your conversation, the way you talk, what you talk about, your level of interest. Because if you stay in that box, your skills are not going to develop. Prime example, myself. I don't play basketball. I haven't played basketball really since the eighth grade. So I have eighth grade skills at the age of 35. If I was to play basketball right now, he's going to cross me over, and I'm strong to the left. That's all I can really do because I haven't developed and move forward to take a chance and develop my skills past the eighth grade. I'm still there with it. I got two crossovers and a jump shot, and that's about all you're going to get out of me. And that goes the same for people with eighth grade conversation.
Whew.
You know?
They might not think that they have eighth grade conversation.
But you can't end all your questions with the phrase, ain't it? Somebody really follow backwards.
Or wait. What about nah me? No, I don't. I don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah, hey, look, we from the South. Come on, now.
That's unacceptable.
We all use slang. I mean, most of us use slang words.
Absolutely.
But I know how to talk.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think so.
We're going to use words here and there, but I know what you mean, Nikki.
Well, we're around each other and we're kicking it just like we're doing right now. I mean, we bounce in and out of so many different topics and conversations that are still applicable to the 80-20 rule. We are able to articulate ourselves and communicate with people effectively via Blog Talk Radio. People understand what we're saying. But, yeah, we're throwing little slang terms in and out there, but we are using standard English. That's
right.
The objective. Standard English. So, I mean, if your reading capability or your daily reading doesn't get beyond MediaTakeout.com or, you know, Young, Black, and Fabulous, then we got a problem. 80% of your information is coming from the internet. We got a problem. I need you to hit up NPR or, you know, something. Come on now.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
And please don't use that little South thing as an excuse.
That what?
Hey, South thing as an excuse.
Yeah. Hey, look, I said that, but I had something else to say along with that. I guess, you know, I don't know about anybody else as far as what they do day to day, but, you know, I work in corporate America, so I have to get up and speak publicly a lot. So, you know, when I can relax, you know, I can't even lie. You know, I let some stuff fly because I feel like I can. However, I can carry on a conversation with just about anybody. So, you know, I think some people fear some parts of the vocabulary, and some people use that to their advantage to use that against people. I can't appreciate that. Actually, my old supervisor, because he had a PhD, he tried to flex that muscle, but that dude was dumb as dirt. So, it's really hard to respect that.
Well, because he has book smarts and no common sense.
Yeah,
he didn't know how to talk to people.
You know, well, you know, I mean, I couldn't talk on the phone with a guy that just was acting like we were in a business meeting all the time. That would get on my nerves. So we're not talking about, you know, on that level, but just really just having a cool conversation. Slang words here and there. Yes, but these days it's like, that's what's up for show. You know what I mean?
There's a real talk.
That's
Word.
Come on.
I can't take too many of those. You know what I mean? I can't take too many of those.
You know, here you go, y'all. Yo, bet that, Ma. What?
Who the hell is he talking? We're not at the racetrack.
Tell him you are not his mother. Tell him you are not his mother.
Oh, bet that, Ma. Word. Squall. No.
Well, hold on. I mean, down here, you know, I don't know whether you came in girl. You know, they say girl. I'm like, what the? Like a seagull? Or what are you talking about?
Yeah,
you know, that bothers me a little bit, and I hate when people say conversate. I hate that.
Ooh, conversate. I would like to just give everybody a quick tutorial. If you have a smartphone, please go to dictionary.com and download that app. They are willing to text you the word of the day. I need you to upgrade your vocabulary, okay? Dictionary.com, free app on the smartphones and Androids.
Learn what
you
a
don't
faux
conversate.
Call
you. That's sexual activity. We converse. You don't conversate.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's all good and that stuff, right?
Mr. South.
Born and raised, proud every day.
And that's what we're talking about, folks. I mean, that's just keeping it real. You've seen it. We all can relate because we either know somebody or we've been a part of it ourselves. It's just the truth. I mean, it's the real talk. The 80-20 rule is real. We see it in everyday aspects.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like talking to people, and they don't know what they're talking about, even if they do have a college degree.
Ooh.
Those are the worst. They make us look bad.
I mean, you know, you can tell that it's all book smart and no common sense.
Or online smarts.
Right. People that I'm going to give the answer to that. To all the people that read or research and without no application. So you can quote, you can say it, but you don't act it. You don't act upon it. It's not really in your character. It's really not you.
That's some copy paste, huh?
In these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, Ms. Butter made a good point. She was saying how a lot of corporate white folks be, I hate to use this term, but I'm going to use open quote, ghetto, close quotation marks. You know, they be using the slang from the neighborhood because us talking that way is not necessarily ghetto. People mix that up because ghetto, they had ghettos in Germany. They get that totally confused. It's not even, so I just say from the ethnic background, they tend to use our slang terms a lot. So they sometimes tend to be a little more relaxed than we are, you know, inside the corporate environment. You know,
Very relaxed.
I think a lot of times people wind up doing that because of the what we watch on TV and the media and stuff like that. I mean, like for real, I couldn't imagine like on regular TV that they would like say nigga and not bleep that out. But they'll bleep out.
They
like,
did back in the day. Fred Sanford used to drop it all the time.
And I mean, but you know, like on some stuff, you know, it went a while. Like you would never hear it on like regular TV, you know,
like,
between any hours. And next thing you know, they just drop it all the time. You know, it's like, this is like the norm now. And I work for an oil and gas company, and it's like there's not a lot of black people that work where I work. You know, I work in an office, and I'm the only one like me. And every once in a while, you know, they'll come back, hey, what's going on, man? And I'm like, you don't have to talk like that. You know, I don't have to be familiar to the black community, man. You know what I'm saying? You can watch like TV1 or something like that. If you want to, like, get in touch, you can watch Basketball Wives, Single Ladies, and stuff like that and get all you want. But you don't have to talk to me like that.
But now, I don't like that because what they do is they assume that you talk that way.
Well,
right,
they're
assuming,
yeah.
Don't talk that way.
And I can understand that, and I can almost somewhat appreciate it on a small, minute level.
I don't like it. It's an assumption. It's a bad assumption.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't
like
it either.
Black,
I don't,
talk that
that's
way.
Like me saying, that's like me saying, oh my God, like I heard your husband lost his job. He's not going to jump off a building, is he? You know, it's
okay.
An assumption. You can't
yeah,
assume
like
because
said,
I'm black that, you know, I'm going to be able to I'll engage you in a conversation. First of all, the way we talk to each other is real personal. This is why we can talk to someone who, you know, we haven't seen in years. And when slang is in and out of the conversation, that's intimate. That's personal. We share things culturally just because we're black. And when somebody tries to infuse something they've seen on television or something they've heard in a song into a conversation with me just because I'm black, I'm extremely offended. Like, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what they do that
yeah.
at? Because we don't do it
yeah.
around here. Yeah, no.
Yeah, trust me.
Let me bring the question to the panel and let you all help me understand this. For those of you who may, you know, follow sports, predominantly the NFL and the NBA, where the majority of the players are African-American or black. Now, you noticed that some time ago Mr. Kobe Bryant was fined $50,000, you know, for calling somebody a racial slur word.
Right.
And this is an issue across the NBA or in the NFL. But then again, are they fining men for calling someone gay? Are they fining them for calling them, you know, out of character from their family? But is David Stern or Roger Goodell, the commissioners of the sport, going to fine other black men for calling each other nigger? It's a racial slur word.
They should be. It's just like any other racial word. They should be fine.
That's the 80-20 rule itself, and it's not. You know, I'm not saying that it's not fair, but there's something that has to be stated about that. If you're going
to
say that this is a racial word, and that there's a financial, you know, penalty for that, then what are you doing about this aspect?
Right.
Is it okay?
Because we can't get it together as a people. We can't figure out if it's a term of endearment. Or if it's a term regarding slavery, we can't figure it out. We can't come together on one accord on that. Is it or
yeah.
is it not? And we think because we drop the A, the ER and go with AH that somehow made it okay. No, our English was always broken from the time we got here. So just like we used to say massa, you know, we weren't running around saying nigger. We were saying nigga. Because our English was broken. And I don't know how, by the time the 60s, 70s, and 80s rolled around, that it somehow became a term of endearment. It's the same damn word. We just wasn't pronouncing it right from jump. So, they should be finding people.
Yeah. On
well,
that regard, I would agree what she said, because you made an excellent point, Andy, when you said that. But I think what it is, it's almost like black on black crime, because basically
I agree.
They're not calling.
It's no longer
a
black
white
on black, because I have Spanish people calling each other nigger. So
that's because
black.
They got it from us.
I'm just
right.
trying to stay on point about what Andy's
that's because
talking
they
about.
Got it from us.
Because what the reason they're saying is like, oh, he's talking to that other dude, and that's what they call each other. That's what they refer to each other. Because I guarantee you, if there were two homosexuals playing basketball, and they said that to one another, they'd probably be like, what do we do now? You know what I mean? They would be kind of lost, like, did he just really say that? Because that's, I mean, if you look at TV now, it's becoming, you know, just seeing, you know, the way they exploit that now, it's more and more prevalent. On every TV show you see on now, they got to slide somebody gay on now. They got more gay people on TV than they got black.
And it's so amazing right. because we haven't picked up any racial slurs from any other race that we use. There's no term that white people use or Spanish people use, Asian Americans use, that we've adopted into our culture. But it's okay for us to, you know, for Eminem to get on his record and say it, for people like Angie Martinez on the radio in New York, she can say it. Why? Because they grew up with some of us? I don't think so.
No, they changed it. They dropped the different meaning.
Oh, man.
Okay, because, you know, there's different ways to drop that word. You can say, that's my nigga. Or you can say,
no.
Really, I'm just telling you, we want to know. We want to say, okay, why are we using it? Why is it going in different cultures? Why are we dropping it like this, like it's not nothing, knowing that it derived from something negative? Yes,
right.
It did. But unfortunately, it's been like this because I remember, you know, being young, and they'd be like, niggas and flies. So it didn't just start today. Or, you know, in this new generation, we've been using that word, and we've used it.
Yeah, but we kept it close to home. We kept it close to home. We didn't allow other people to use it. We didn't allow Eminem couldn't have been in. No,
we can't
bullshit. Bullshit.
We can't
bullshit.
But what they've done now, it's a term that they use as they don't know because they're not looking at the deep root of it because they're not African American.
Right.
They're Hispanic or they're Asian. So what, like, as it's always been, sometimes things from our culture, they look from on the outside and they may see, okay, they're using it. These people that I've heard it from, they're using it like, that's my dude.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm addressing him like that. This is what they do. This is the real deal. This is what they do. But for us, we don't feel like they should be using it because we know where it comes from, and they really shouldn't be know that they can flip it.
But you know what, Miss Oatmeal?
Well,
I don't even think we know where it comes from.
We can flip it.
We know where it comes from. I don't know if the people, but we know, but I don't know if the generation behind it. Actually, we all know where it comes from. Do we care?
Right.
That's the problem.
We do.
We don't care. I don't know if that generation behind us actually cares. I don't think they even care. I mean, they can't even tell you who W.E.B. Du Bois is, or Harriet Tubman, or Sojourner Truth, or, you know, Phyllis Wheatley. I can't even tell you who none of them people are. If they ain't dropped a Hot 16... They can't tell you who none of them people are. They don't care. So, I mean.
Right, because the generation has lost value in a lot of things. I mean, even with some of the dances that they do.
Oh.
Okay, I see it. Okay, they say twerking is a dance. To me, that's strip club, or you need to be in a porno movie because
that's what they're doing.
And you are not making, you need to go sign up because you are shortchanging yourself. When I see it and you see it, that's what we see because we know what it really is.
Right.
But they
by the time
it
they
and
get
they
grown, the 80-20 rule not even going to exist. It's going to be like 5-10, the 5-10 rule.
Hey, you know what, though? The way y'all talk about, you know, when people say,
that will be nothing left.
out of control, folks. This is how we do, man. I'm loving this topic. Loving this topic. This is just being real. I got to give my man AK a shout out for chiming in. We're going to make sure that you let the folks in Shreveport know about that knickknack Miss Oatmeal got out here, send you a copy of that CD.
Definitely.
Make sure you can play that out there. And just keeping it real. Say what?
No, I was trying to be
funny. My girl in Shreveport, he's real close to Rustin. So we're going to definitely make sure that he gets his gift card to Chili's.
Oh, yeah.
For chiming in with the fam. Going to have a couple on us, maybe during the happy hour special.
Yeah,
how we do
and Chili's and Rustin.
I'm sure we'll be
and way up in Rustin. Definitely going to have to make sure that Nikki can go back and forth to the gym. We need to hear more stories.
Oh, man. Hey, I got a story for the 80-20 rule. How you been coming to the gym for 3 years? And ain't lost no weight because you spend 80% of your time talking and 20% of your time working out.
It's a dude, y'all. I kid y'all not. It's a dude like that in my gym. He looks like the human version of Cleveland from The Family Guy.
He got the little fro.
Oh, man. Yeah, he tricks me out, y'all. But it's real talk. I got you. I've seen the folks in there.
It
depends on what you're doing.
It's just like ordering, a number 5, which is a double quarter pounder with cheese, extra value meal, and a Diet Coke.
You know the number 5.
No, I don't know if that's right. I'm just a fool. You messing it up, Andy? Somebody going to roll through McDonald's tomorrow and say, let me see if that's a number 5.
You use a number 5.
That might be the value chicken sandwich. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean,
hey,
this might be like,
number 5 with a Diet Coke online.
Right, with a Diet Coke.
Right.
But you supersized everything.
Well, you're going to the gym and all you do is curl. Running. You ain't bench pressing. You just curling all day long.
Stomach with
the
shame.
Leave them folks alone. They can do what they want to do at the gym. Just like Oatmeal Brown, she cute. She ain't got to be Lisa Ray. Y'all leave these people alone.
It's not healthy, y'all.
Oh, say your grace and get over it.
That do it. It's
not healthy,
y'all.
All
they're doing is rubbernecking, man, trying to find them a victim.
Yeah.
No, we can't have the 80-20 rule.
It's not healthy to be out of shape, but it is also not healthy to cut up and bust. And
it's not healthy to be
real
small either.
Right.
So you got to find that balance. Either way, you can't be this super fly looking person on the outside and horrible as all get out on the inside.
Right. Or be the student athlete that's almost about to win the Heisman and only got one notebook for all six classes. No clue. Y'all know how we do on the Online Happy Hour. This has been a great show. I just want to say thanks to the folks for chiming in. If we could get y'all to just kind of give us an idea, I mean, what kind of advice would you have for individuals who don't know or how to look for or how to reciprocate information about the 80-20 rule? If all you're thinking is giving and you're not understanding what it is to receive, or all you're doing is expecting to receive and not wanting to give anything of yourself. How do you really expect to get ahead in life like that? Ms. O'Meara, what advice could you have for someone like that?
Wow. First of all, they got to self-evaluate themselves. And we're willing to say that and do that. Either we may feel like we're giving our all.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that as soon as we get off this call here that we need to evaluate ourselves. We do, too.
Right.
It should always be a self-check process going on. And no, we don't have time, you know, to please everybody 100% maybe as we would want to. But sometimes giving that 40% is 100%.
Right.
You have to know and find that balance. How do you do it? You have to look and search in the core of yourself. Don't look at the surface. Don't go off just because somebody else says that you're a good person. Okay, we all have good in us,
right.
but we can all use some fine-tuning all the time because you can even fall off. And that's sometimes how the 80-20 rule can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You give it 100, and for some reason, I mean, it could be anything, a health reason. It could be death in the family. It could be a loss of job, loss of income. You're making valuable efforts to change or to make yourself or make your life better, then you still are at 80. You are still an 80. You are still 100. You're just going through your trials and tribulations. But if you stay down and you're making bad decisions,
right.
and you if you're a true Christian and you believe that God is your total supply, then you need to allow him to be. And sometimes he will take everything away from us, everything, even our lifeline.
Right.
So you can understand what it really means to give 100%, not just 80. 80 is just still good. I mean, you're going to be at an 80 sometimes, but that's still a good number. 20% is unacceptable.
Mm.
Unacceptable.
Okay.
Period, point blank. I mean, there's no way around that. You're just there. You're not really doing anything. You're just the body.
You're in the previous
place. Right. You're just present at work. You're just present in your relationship. I don't give a damn what you did 3 years ago. Okay, yeah, that leads up into where we are today. But I still need you to put it down.
Right.
I need you to get up and get up over that 75%.
Holding on to old stuff.
Right. Holding on to the old ways that you used to do things.
Mm-hmm.
You can always improve in everything that you do.
Right.
You will constantly improve until you leave this earth. So to sit up and feel like you're good, you might be cool, but you can always use to improve. Give more. Don't give so much that you're not receiving anything.
Mm-hmm.
and make sure you're receiving in the right way.
That's
material things are what they are, material things, and they'll go away.
Yep, just as quick as you got them.
Right. So will your job. I'm not saying don't go to work and work hard, but you also need to take a look at what you might be able to do on the side to build yourself, to take those skills that you use there, or it could be something totally different, like you and I. What I do in the daytime is not what I do at night.
Right.
But once I found balance, I've been blessed extremely. My expectations are what they are.
That's being
so,
and she's not talking about being something, the lady of the night, talking about her at night. Don't misunderstand what you're talking about, folks. We know some people
put
on the call.
Put a disclaimer
on
it.
Right. You got to understand, this is where you have to put your time in to find your own craft.
Right.
To find your what you were called to be.
You got to put your time in with everything.
With everything.
You got to build.
Now,
if you stop building, it stops.
Did you say back when you were younger, when they asked you what you wanted to be in the eighth, in the seventh grade, what did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be customer service. No, that wasn't your dream. That's not what you desire to do with your life. So you got to take yourself and find out what it is and who it is that God calls you to be. You know what your talents are. You know what you can do and what you can't do. If you struggle every day and you burn cereal, culinary school is not your craft. It just is what it is. If it takes you over 2 hours to find out what you're going to wear to work, maybe it's not meant for you to be a fashion guru. You know, you got to take these things into consideration. Some things just aren't you.
Right. If you keep having bullshit-ass relationships, be by yourself.
You are not a man.
For a little while. I mean, really try to find this thing out.
It just don't work for you. How many people on this phone go to their dentist for legal advice? It hardly ever happens that way. So you got to think about this, folks. Understand what it is that you were called to be. And I can promise you, if you go to him, he'll bring it out of you.
Sure will.
He'll make it happen. I've had a wonderful show tonight. I think this has been great. I definitely want to thank Ms. Oatmeal for being real, as always, on the show with us. You know, Nikki's up in Detroit representing. Daryl's out in Louisiana. My man AK is doing his thing. Big Ray chimed in. And we got to keep it real, folks. I mean, this is what's going on. Don't let this be the last time you may have been in the chat room, folks. Make sure that you listen with us each and every week, because I would love to do a show, Ms. Oatmeal, to let the people highlight their business and let people know what they got going on.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Separate yourself from the hustler and be the small business owner that you are until you grow your own corporation. Let's get back to the community and make this thing real, folks. So let's just go ahead and say what we got to say. I mean, as we wrap up the show today, we want to thank the panel for their insight. Thank the folks who chimed in and were listening in the chat room, giving their feedback and giving their thoughts. As always, you make the show what it is. If you had a good time tonight, people, and you got some good information out this show, then just do us a favor. Tell 3 more people to tune in with you next week as Ms. Oatmeal and I come back with another hot topic. We're going to have a real panel to get on here and do what we do, folks. This is going to keep it 100. All I know is this is how we get down, folks. So I just want to say thank you for tuning in. Go to Facebook. Make some posts on the page. How was your weekend page? Let the folks know what's going on. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm your
Knick-knack paddywhack, side to side, front to back. Double D biscuits, that's kind of fitting in the strategy. Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby. Next, anyway. body wax side to side. Come to that double deep and hit that pizza fitting in the strategy. Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby pizza, so let me put your mind at ease. What?